All right. If you've ever faced the same problem over and over and you feel stuck in the same situation, or if you've had racing thoughts and you feel stressed out regularly, you're not alone. But there's one powerful morning routine that I'm going to share with you at the end of this video that takes 5 minutes. And ironically enough, it's called the morning dump. It's not what you think, though. So just hear me out and have some faith. For those of you new to the channel and the podcast, welcome to the Partner Up Profits Show, where we discuss the best strategies to level up in all things related to partnership marketing, including affiliates, influencers, and sponsorships, to scale your business. Now, today is about mindset. No matter what business you're in, mindset is, of course, crucial, and you should know this. And there's many people on Instagram yelling at us about how we should be committed and disciplined and grind and have a mindset of champions. So I don't want to be a guru telling you what to do. I want to give you an exercise that I've done myself that made me feel lighter, that removed some of the stress from my life and has attracted some of the greatest things in my life when I stay committed and disciplined to the practice of doing this. So we're going to get into that, but I want to basically say that we're going to be transforming limiting beliefs, and how we're going to do that is very specific.
Welcome everyone to the Partner Up Profits Podcast. I'm your host, Joey Viancor, a former introverted small towner who now adds value to businesses by sharing the most effective ways to grow and scale using affiliate and influencer partnership strategies. I'll share the lessons I've learned over the past 15 years while helping my clients generate more than 100 million in sales. We'll also dive into productivity hacks, mindset, and the newest trends from real case studies and expert interviews. You're just one partnership away from changing your business. Get ready, partner up, and profit. Let's get into it.
Now, this all came from an event that I attended recently called the Powerful Living Experience. And the host of this event is David Baer. And I'm going to be borrowing some of his teachings to share with you. And I think you're going to get a lot out of this, but I want to also pretext this whole thing to say that last year I didn't know David. I didn't know I'd be meeting him, but I'd set an intention that I was going to launch a podcast, that I was going to develop more of my personal brand, and that I was going to be on stage at some point speaking on the topic of influencer marketing, which is my specialty skill set at this point. I didn't know when, I didn't know where, but I'd set the intention. And I also wanted to hire a business strategist. So as the months progressed, the podcast launched, we got number two in the rankings, things were going really well. And then I got invited to go speak at an event. First time I ever got to speak on the topic of influencer marketing on a stage. So all of a sudden, two things came true. Through this event and going on stage and setting this intention and being committed to the actually doing it, which was scary at the time, I met somebody new, and it was David Baer, and he was speaking at the same event. And I really liked what he was saying about mindset. He really liked what I was saying about partnerships and influencers. So we had a great conversation, followed up by some Zoom calls talking some strategy. He invited us out to an event that at first I didn't think I could make because we were actually traveling to Costa Rica. So I did look for the opportunity to attend. And coincidentally enough, on the way back from this trip, it would have been the same day we were returning to Canada. So I just made a little pivot to go to Round Rock, Texas to his event, The Powerful Living Experience. And it was one of the best decisions of my life to go to this event. But it's really the setting of intentions and making a decision to commit to something in your life that's the most powerful thing. So I'd kind of become undisciplined. I fell off the wagon whenever we had some kids, and they're 1 and 3, and they're busy. Life gets out of control, as you can imagine, if you have kids or you know people have kids. And I use that as an excuse. I use that as a bit of a crutch to say, I don't really want to get up early. I don't really want to do meditation anymore. I've got to cut some things out. And this is just the way it is. So that wah, wah, apathetic thinking started to kick in. And I really started to limit myself with what I was capable of because I was limiting my beliefs. And I wasn't able to figure out how to fit these things in because of that limiting belief. And this is a powerful thing because I'm going to borrow something from David and what he teaches in his Mind Hack program, which I would highly recommend checking out. It's transformative if you go through it, and it's free. But here's the big concept that we get wrong, okay? So before I talk about the routine, here's the segment. This is directly from David. It's the moment we make a new decision, maybe the people around me who are in positions of power will support the outcome that I want. The moment we make a decision, every experience is a learning experience. The moment we decide that money flows to us in all kinds of unusual and miraculous ways. The moment we decide that we're going to meet this extraordinary person, even though I don't know how and I don't know when, the brain actually becomes activated. We start to visualize it. And visualization is one of the most potent tools, and it's backed by science. The brain doesn't really know the difference between what's actually happening and imagination. That's powerful, by the way. Now, this gives some scientific context to all the spiritual and inspirational things we heard about you can imagine your way into your future. You start to build neurosynaptic connections in your brain, and your brain starts to send and record the experience as if it's already happened. So it starts to create a memory out of something that doesn't even exist, but that you're imagining. And that change in the brain is what starts to attract you to the ideas on how to create the how, or the how reveals itself. And oftentimes we refuse to commit to a decision because of the body of evidence we have and because we can't see the how, when in reality, it's committing to the decision and the possibilities and allowing the mind to entertain the idea that changes the brain so you can figure out the how. This is one of the most extraordinary mind hacks there is, and it's why the power of decision is so powerful. Decision activates an immediate brain change, so you start to become the person you need to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. And the how unfolds in the form of ideas. And then you've now enrolled in the reticular activated system to find the evidence in your life congruent with your goals. Decision also activates coincidence and manifestations. Ideas, perception, and coincidence are changed by making a decision. So this was all from David's Mind Hack program that I transcribed. I put into an audio format for myself with some stock music, and I listen to it every morning because this is a really powerful concept. We're constantly trying to find the how to do something because we want to achieve it, but there's a part of us that doesn't believe we can achieve it. So we're clouded. There's something in front of us that's not believing it, so therefore the how that we think we need to do isn't actually the how. So you need to make a decision that you're going to change that limiting belief, and you just have to work through it. I'm going to give you the exercise on how to do that. I mean, you can start to practice this daily because it is a discipline. It's like knowing the best workout in the world, but you don't actually do it daily. Just because you know it doesn't mean you're going to get into shape. And once you start to develop this practice and you look at everything as an opportunity to learn, there's gifts in everything, whether it's a failure at the time or not, and whether it's the outcome you get or not. The other thing that's powerful is looking for coincidences. This happened to me for a reason. What's the reason behind this? There's a reason why I met David at an event. There's a reason why I then went to a trip, and all of a sudden, the day I'm coming back from that trip, his event is starting. I made a manifestation and an intention on finding these people in my life and making these goals, created the outcome and the how. But I made the decision that I was doing it. I was committing to the ideas that I wanted and the objectives that I wanted to accomplish this upcoming year. This makes sense? And listen, if it doesn't, just kind of have some faith through the process, okay? So I'm going to give you the exercise in a second here, but I really just want you to hold that in mind, that making the decision is the most powerful thing you can do, and then the how transforms into actual ideas later once you transformed it instead of a limiting belief. So if you like any of this video, by the way, if you just don't mind giving me a thumbs up and hitting subscribe to get more content like this, it helps me spread the word. But here is the exercise, okay? So first off, think of a limiting belief you have. What's the opposite of that, or just what would be an empowering belief? And if you don't know how to do this, I'm going to give you an example in a second. Next, you're going to find the evidence in you or someone else, big or small, and write out as many ways as you can where that evidence supports that new empowering belief. Do this every day. So here's my example. The limiting belief that I have, and there's many, by the way, I did like a brain dump and documented like hundreds of limiting beliefs. I just kind of like wanted to get them all out, and it was very therapeutic. So, you know, now I've got my homework cut out for me, and I got to keep going back every morning and doing this. But the limiting belief I have that I wanted to highlight, I think a lot of high achievers might have this same thing. It's, I have to work harder, longer, and sacrifice to make more and be more successful. The empowering belief, it's not the exact opposite in every occasion. So in this occasion, for the empowering belief, I said, I don't want to work harder. I don't want to work longer, and I don't want to sacrifice more. I've got a family. I've got limited time in my day, and that doesn't make sense. It doesn't feel good. And he teaches that if it doesn't feel good, it probably isn't true, or why should you continue to believe it? So what could be true? The only way to be successful is to work less, trust more people, and do everything from a relaxed and grateful state. That's my new empowering belief. So I'm going to document that. I'm going to find the evidence for that. And it could be your own evidence or someone else's evidence. Who else has done something like this before that you recognize? Who could you model success after? So there's a lot of high achievers out there that you might look up to. People, you know, at whoever it is, whoever your heroes are, you look up to on a business or spiritual or religious standpoint, find the evidence in that or your own life. And for me, it was when I created systems for teams, everything got so much easier. And there was some point where we had this amazing marketing campaign and it launched, and attracting affiliates and influencers was just incredibly easy. And it seemed like just stealing candy from baby at some point. And there was another time where we closed our biggest client in 2017. Everything got easier after we closed that client. And I kept saying, why is it getting so easy? Like, this used to be really hard. And through the process of finding the evidence, I'm feeling back how I felt in that moment. Or I'm letting myself feel in that moment how good it would feel if that was the truth for myself, in the case that the evidence isn't supporting through my own experience. When I met my wife, my life became instantly more fulfilled and I was happier. When I hired a team, I felt amazingly accomplished with the process we were making, or the progress we were making, and how little effort it actually took. So all of a sudden, I'm really loving this belief. It feels great. And I'm going to continue to find evidence. And depending on how severe this limiting belief is instilled in you, you might have to do this limiting belief and empowering belief over time, a few more times, or maybe weekly, until it really starts setting in and until you can't find even any more evidence. But it's not about going through the list and not finding any more evidence. It's about the reticular activating system and doing the process and making the brain do that switch from a limiting to a power empowering belief. So here's some power moves that I recommend doing, okay? Because you're going to hear this, you're going to feel good. It's like, oh yeah, that makes sense, Joey. And you know, I've done that before and it kind of worked. And then you're going to leave and then you're going to dwindle off with your inspiration. Before the end of this video, if you don't have a calendar time block system, you should definitely get one. But then at the very least, you've all got a phone. Take your phone out, set a daily timer and say limiting belief, empowering belief, decision matrix time, whatever you want to call it. But you're going to spend 10 minutes at this or 5 minutes, depending on how much time you want to dedicate. I like to do it in the morning so that I start my day off on a positive. And I like to do it now. I get up earlier to make sure I get it in and my day doesn't get away from me and then I don't do it. But schedule it with your calendar. Have the book in front of you or your desk. So I would recommend doing this with a pen and paper. I keep it on my desk so I can't even start my work until I've done this exercise. Do it daily. Just do it. Schedule it and take action. Believe it's working. Okay. The limiting belief might be the first one you might have to work at is this doesn't work. This whole thing Joey's telling me isn't working. Okay. Well, maybe the empowering belief is the only way that I can make a positive shift in my life is if I believe this works and this does work. Find the evidence to any time you found a coincidence, okay, in your life where you're like, wow, that felt really lucky. It's not luck all the time. Okay, there's things that you probably attracted to yourself. And again, I don't want to get into the secret method and all those things because they're always missing one thing: commitment to discipline, action, and action over time. And commitment to action is better than just hearing an idea and hoping it happens. Okay, and then the other things you can do is I like to record them on my phone. So weekly, if I've got new empowering beliefs, I record the empowering beliefs. I actually put some audio behind it. It's easy to do with like GarageBand, or if you're proficient in any online merging of files, you could just build it up yourself. But I keep this audio file now on my phone of all my empowering beliefs so that as I'm driving, as I'm doing things, I want to listen to something motivational from my own voice. I've got this access. I actually put it into a calendar link that I can just go and click the link any given time of day. If I set it like at 8:30 in the morning, I can just go click that link, get right into my empowering beliefs, go through the exercise. So that's it. You know, and if you've reached this part of the video and you're taking any value from this, please just a quick favor, click the like button and subscribe, and it helps the channel grow and reach more people. So next steps, take action on this and even schedule to listen to this a few times. If you're still kind of wondering, should I do this? It's a good thing to bookmark motivational stuff, whether it's my stuff or anyone else's. But again, I would just do it as a calendar reminder. Every single day, listen to something powerful. Go check out David Baer's material, by the way. It's amazing. His MindHack program is transformational. Be consistent, be committed, be disciplined. Write out the limiting belief you have and the empowering belief below in the comments. I think that the commitment and accountability portion of this is really important. So if you're willing to be vulnerable, if you have a limiting belief and an empowering belief, and you want to put the evidence below, that would be amazing. And it'll get the ball rolling for the next people to continue to build up this tribe of positivity. And please be positive. Please try not to be negative, although I'm sure there'll be a couple slipping through. And be happy, be forgiving, and be grateful for each day. So if you don't get this done every single day, that's fine. Don't beat yourself up, but don't quit on it. And try to be happy as you're going through this, because you can get down on yourself if you're thinking you always have these limiting beliefs. You will always have these beliefs. The goal is to be aware of the thought and the idea and not let it control you and be able to process it and make that switch. And then again, be grateful for the journey we're in. It's such a cliche thing to say all the time, but I'm truly leaning in. The older you get, okay, you have kids and you get older in life, you just want to be grateful for everything you're going through, because life is short and it's long at the same time, okay? So enjoy the journey, be forgiving and kind to yourself and others, and let me know what you think of this exercise once you've done it. And again, leave your comments below, limiting beliefs, empowering beliefs, do this daily. I guarantee it's going to make you feel great and you're going to find some awesome breakthroughs. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
That's all we've got for this Partner Up Profits podcast episode. As always, I hope you leave here today with one new idea that you can apply to your life and business. I'd be forever grateful to you for leaving a review of this episode. And if you like it, rate it a 5 or give it a thumbs up and just leave a quick comment in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you tune in to listen. Also, make sure to link up with us at partnerupprofits.com on social media. And please just share this podcast with anyone who you think might enjoy it. Until next time, remember, you're just one partnership away from changing your business. Let others do the selling for you and get ready to partner up and profit.